Few of the dozens of books written about May 4th have the emotional wallop of John Backdurf's graphic novel, Kent State, Four Dead in Ohio. The Cleveland comic artist, who goes by Durf, spent 2 years researching and another 2 years drawing the book. Durf depicts the final days of the four students before they were shot down on a campus parking lot 50 years ago. Like his previous novel, My Friend Dahmer, Kent State has a personal connection for Durf.
Before the events of May 4, the National Guard was in my hometown, which was Richfield. They were camped actually right across from my elementary school. So, you know, I'd be staring out my classroom window as these jeeps and trucks roared past, and it completely freaked me out. I was a Beacon Journal paper boy in Richfield, so I was delivering those papers.
Looking at the headlines.
Looking at the headline, Four Dead, and then realizing that it was the same soldiers. And so I've carried this story with me ever since. I think the perception of the vast majority of people who know anything about it is that, well, you know, there was a protest. It got out of hand. There was some accident and some kids got shot. And that is not the story. I mean, there are so many threads to this thing and so many secret machinations that were going on in the background. And these great forces, it just all came crashing together inexplicably on that grassy hillside by Taylor Hall.
When you say all these forces come together, part of this was Nixon's war against students.
That was a fascinating part of history that really has not been discussed a lot, this vast secret war that was going on between the Nixon administration, certainly the intelligence agencies, and the radical left, particularly the anti-war left in 1970. And it involved just sweeping constitutional violations, I mean, illegal wiretaps, smear campaigns. And so I think that played a huge role in what happened at Kent State, particularly in generating the rising paranoia that kind of just took over everyone in the state and the town and certainly in Washington.
You spend more than half the book with the day-to-day life of the four students who were killed. And one thing I had not known before was that Jeff Miller and Sandy Shore
were starting to date.
The irony there is unbelievable.
The tragedy of it, sure, yeah. I mean, they were, as one of Jeff's friends told me, he said, you know, if you knew them both, it would be no surprise because they were so much alike.
There's a couple of their dates in the book, you know, these very human moments.
Right. Yeah, well, there's a lot of quiet moments in the book, and I really love those quiet moments because that's where you find the humanity in the story.
Your book also follows one of the guardsmen.
He gave his account anonymously. It's in the May 4 collection, and it's a great account. I mean, it's full of details, just day-to-day life over the course of these 4 days. And he's present at every part of the story. He was in Richfield, then he took part in all the actions of the next few days, and then he was one of the shooters.
Durf says Kent State tested his skills as an illustrator.
It's a very, very challenging book to draw. You've got crowd scenes, you've got night scenes, you've got military scenes, you've got night military crowd scenes. I mean, these things are just really difficult to draw.
Durf says the tragedy of May 4th could have been avoided if officials had acted differently on May 3rd.
This is really kind of the pivotal moment in the entire story because, you know, the students were really frustrated with this martial law that had been imposed on them because, you know, 50, 60 kids had acted up and burnt the ROTC building and busted up windows on Water Street. And this was an opportunity for the authorities, particularly the guard, to, okay, ease tensions. Let's ratchet it down. Let's cool this thing off. And instead, they attacked. And it was a brutal sweep, not only of Main Street, but all of campus. And they bayoneted people, and they clubbed people, and they arrested people, and they gassed people from above. And that was the pivotal moment when the whole thing flipped on its head. And it became less about, you know, students versus the war. It became students versus the guard. And, the stage was set for disaster at that point.
Durf depicts scenes that have never been seen before.
And this is the power of comics. We have that moment when the guard turns, that iconic moment. And then we have, a few minutes later, we have the carnage. But we don't have what happened in between. I can create those images, and I do. And I don't spare any of the violence because I thought that was important for people to really understand just what happened here and what it's like when bullets over an inch long go tearing through a parking lot full of 500 students, fired from a weapon so powerful it can send one of those bullets clean through a 2-foot thick tree trunk. this was a very violent event.